The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with another Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that right here at plantersplace.com. But for the meantime, we are going to be doing this podcast, and our topic for today is something called Plantlings Plus. That's plantlings, like earthlings, but with plants. Plantlings Plus, and you'll find out what the plus is for in a moment. This is a product line from Ferry Morse, world-famous seed line or seed company. They have developed this line of actual plants, not just seeds, but plants that are basically a little bit bigger than seedlings, but not a full-size plant. So they are plantlings plus, little baby plants. If you were to compare them to a baby, they'd maybe be crawling already. How about that? Good comparison. This line of plants, baby plants, has about 8 varieties of vegetables and a bunch of herbs and also some ornamental flowers and also indoor plants, actually, for a total of about 20 different varieties within the collection. And when you get these plants, they are already about 4 to 6 inches tall. And they also have pretty well-established root systems. These guys are further along in their life cycles than small transplants that you might find in a 6-pack cell. The larger plant size and root systems gives you, the gardener, a really big head start in actually growing and harvesting something substantial as the cooler months progress. So this is pretty cool. Now, I myself have received a box of a few of the varieties. I chose Scotch Blue Curled Kale, Salanova Lettuce Blend, and Bright Lights Swiss Chard. The size that I received was indeed 4 to 6 inches, and I was impressed when they came. Not only that, but I was also impressed with the shipping method. They came kind of in a clamshell type container that each little section within this clamshell held the plant very securely. There was no soil, loose in the box. It was great. They've really packed these plants very well and very secure. So I received the Plantlings Plus plants just as some of my annual flowers were looking not so good in my summer porch containers. So I simply snipped off that above ground biomass of the flowers. I created a few extra holes in my container alongside the hardier annuals, and then I just inserted my new fall crops right into that container. The bright, colorful Swiss chard stems and those dusky greens and purples of the kale and lettuce blend just immediately changed my flower container mood from a worn-out summer vibe to something really comforting and fall-like. I've purchased kale and chard transplants for fall gardening from garden centers in the past, and I have to say they have been much smaller and with really much weaker root systems. They weren't as robust as these Plantlings Plus. If I had to find fault with anything with the items that I received, I would say that the lettuce was maybe a little too bit far along. It was just about to bolt when I got it. So what I did was, I kind of harvested it. I cut the top out of that plant and I used it in a salad. But I also left several sets of bottom leaves in place and then I planted it. And I'm pretty darn sure more growth will come from those lower leaves. And I'll probably be able to harvest that in a few weeks. Now, here's something I'm really looking forward to. I just found a video from Jess at Roots and Refuge Farm. I believe she has a farm down in Arkansas. Anyway, she built this super simple mini greenhouse in which she sows lettuce for fall and winter harvest. As the temperatures dive, I might actually try to do this. I'll transplant those Plantlings Plus from my container into this mini greenhouse. And just to give you a heads up about this mini greenhouse, you know those big, deep sweater boxes, like Rubbermaid clear containers? It's basically that. You buy a bag of maybe like a 1.5 cubic foot bag of potting soil, poke some holes in the bottom to let the water drain out, cut the surface off of the bag, and just plant directly into that soil bag. Such a great idea. Can't wait to try that myself in the coming months. Until then, have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.